Welcome to the Making Money Personal Podcast. In today's episode, Will and Terry will be talking about practical insight on why staying aware of your financial identity is important. If you want the peace of mind that comes with ID protection, stay tuned to learn more.
You're listening to Triangle's Making Money Personal Podcast, where we engage in real talk about financial matters that affect our community. Today's episode is sponsored by Triangle Credit Union, recently voted best credit union in New Hampshire. Triangle Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Terry Conley, along with my co-host, Will Infante. Today's discussion is all about ID protection, particularly in the area of finances. Joining us in the studio is Triangle Credit Union trainer and resident ID protection expert, Jen Carter. Thank you for joining us, Jen, and welcome to the studio.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Woo!
Woo!
We had to do that. Jen wanted to.
All right. Thank you for being here, Jen. So we want to talk about protecting our identity. So what are the two or three things that you do, or what do you pay the most attention to when it comes to your finances and why?
I think first and foremost for me is my budget, wanting to make sure I stay on track financially there. I definitely check my credit card statements to make sure that, you know, no pop-up surprises, and my credit report and score as well. That's super important to me.
Right.
Do you use the money manager in the online banking portal?
I absolutely do. That's where I actually do my budgeting, all right on there. Set up a budget for yourself, for your home, utilities, bills, even spending, for the fun stuff, going out to eat, maybe going to a concert. I think that a lot of times is where our money is going, and we don't even realize it until we put it into a budgeting tool such as the money management.
Oh, okay. So does that give you an alert, or do you just go in on a weekly basis or whatever, like a daily basis? Like, how often do you check it?
So I don't first say I check it daily, but I do kind of keep on track of my banking with going online daily, maybe not into that portal every day, but it will let me know, hey, you know, if I've set aside, I only want to spend $200 on dining out, it will let me know you're getting a little close to that $200. You might want to reel it back and maybe make some meals at home this week.
Okay. So I've actually set it up. I don't check it probably as frequently as I should. And I did notice that you can identify different expenses. Like, you know, sometimes it will automatically identify if you're at Market Basket buying groceries. It, for some reason, it can identify that that's a grocery purchase. But sometimes you also have to go in and manually change it over. Have you done that, all of those things?
I definitely have, yes. Yeah. You are correct. For the most part, it does identify, but sometimes you do have to go in. It's easy enough to do, takes a few clicks, and it feeds right into my budget plan.
Okay.
Right. How do you go about checking your credit score? How do you go on that?
So I use Triangle Credit Union's Better Checking ID Protect Me 24/7 website. You can log in there, and every 90 days, you can check your credit score.
Have you checked your score recently?
So I check it every 90 days faithfully. I believe the last time I checked it was probably 45 days or so ago.
Yeah.
So in another 45 days, you can go. And you can only pull your credit score every 90 days.
Okay.
That is a stipulation within the ID Protect Me.
Now, does pulling your credit score through that website affect your credit score? Or is it, how does that work? Because I know when you go to apply for a loan, sometimes that can negatively impact your credit score.
Great question. It doesn't actually. It's a soft pull, what is called a soft pull, so it doesn't affect your credit score in any way.
Jen, what are some reasons why a person should regularly check their credit score?
For me, it's knowing that my credit is on the right track. You can't always plan for purchases. Heck, you know, your boiler goes, and now all of a sudden, you have a bill that you weren't expecting. And if I'm not checking my credit regularly, I don't always know where I stand. And when I'm now, you know, at the repair place wondering, shoot, is my credit card going to go through? That's an unnerving feeling. Right. But staying on top of my credit score and my rating gives me peace of mind that knowing, hey, you know what? When these unexpected expenses come up, I'm good.
Do you, I mean, we talk a little bit about identity protection and things like that. Do you believe that staying aware of your identity is critical?
Absolutely. Getting a handle on the identity theft immediately is important. When your information gets in the wrong hands, even for just one day is too long. A lot of damage can be done in a short amount of time.
For sure. So was there ever a time where you discovered something that was concerning to you or that you wanted to get a second look at it?
For me personally, I've never been a victim of identity theft. I do work in the industry. I know a lot of people that have been a victim of identity theft, and it is a gut-wrenching feeling when you all of a sudden find out you have been a victim and now mm-hmm. your credit has potentially taken a hit for that.
Right.
But for me personally, I haven't. I will attest to, within the better checking, the financial alerts. Whenever I apply for something, whether it be a loan, a credit card, I'll get an alert within minutes letting me know that my credit has been checked.
Yeah.
That's huge for me because it's letting me know that, hey, if my identity ever got in the hands of a fraudster, I'd be notified with a click of a button.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, it definitely works. So I do get those alerts if I ever apply for a credit card or anything like that.
And you get them later too, right? So like, let's say you applied for an auto loan today, but the loan didn't go on your credit for 30 days because of the time of processing. You get another alert when you have an actual trade line hit your credit.
Yep, that's true.
Again, huge knowing for sure. That I'm on the right track and this is my, nobody else has got my stuff. It was me doing it.
Right.
I get the monthly alerts because we do have better checking, and it's the monthly alert that says no activity. And that's always
a good feeling.
A really good feeling. Yeah. You know, I'm just.
It's sigh like, of relief, right?
Exactly.
You kind of do one of those, phew.
Right, right. Jen, can you, you know, you had alluded to the fact that you've been in this industry for a long time, and I'm sure that a ton of people, you've seen a lot of members come in and they've been in a predicament where someone has stolen their identity. Can you kind of walk us through like what that entails and, you know, just what you've seen a little bit?
Absolutely, sure. So my first course of action with them is to go over their credit report with them. What is theirs? What isn't theirs? Contacting those credit bureaus, getting an alert on their credit. And anyone can do this. Even if you haven't been a victim, you could do this. Put an alert on your credit where if anyone tries to pull your credit, a vendor, a merchant, they would have to call you before they can process an application for you. That's the first thing I do. Sometimes I'll tell them, put a temporary freeze on your credit so nobody else can try to, you know, get a card in your name or whatnot. And then contact the companies that you've been a victim of. Try working with them. That is an undaunting task. You are one person working with a multi-million dollar company. That's where the better checking ID Protect Me. You have an expert that's doing that for you. So if the person does have the better checking, I'm going to point them right in that direction right there.
Right. So that, so ID Protect has a like a case manager. Is that correct?
Exactly. Okay. All right.
Excellent. So they basically just have to contact, it's a 1-800 number, or and then they have a case manager that's assigned. And do they, like as a member, would I have to say, I think that, you know, my identity was stolen on such and such a day, or do they just go into complete monitor mode right then? Is that how it works?
So the monitoring can be done from day one. You'd have to load in your credit cards and they can start monitoring for identity theft from day one there.
Okay.
And if you load in your social, but you have to register. That's the big thing. You have to register for the better checking ID Protect Me 24/7. Just because you have the better checking doesn't mean you're automatically registered. You do need to go on the website. That's huge.
Okay.
Let's say you didn't register, but you found out you've now been a victim. You're still protected because you had the better checking. So go on, get yourself registered, and call that 800 number and get that case expert assigned to you.
So the preemptive move then, as a member who has better checking, I'm going to go in and I'm going to have to register. And I register through, as you said, Will, is that through Triangle or is that actually through the ID Protect website?
It's the ID Protect website.
Okay.
And it's idprotectme247.com.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Right. Yeah. And one thing that you mentioned about putting a temporary freeze on your account, we talked about this a few episodes ago. I think it was the first or second episode. We talked about the apps that I personally have from each of the credit bureaus. So I have three credit apps on my phone, each from the credit bureaus. And you could go in there and sign up and you can freeze your account literally flipping a switch on through the app. So it's a great tool. It's free. There is one of them, I believe it's Equifax. Let me double check. But that one is $10 per month to do it if you wanted to freeze that one. Experian is the one that charges. Okay. But the other two are free. So I think it's a great tool to have.
Do you use the Experian one?
I have the app just to monitor it, but I don't have a subscription to it.
Okay.
To pay the $10 or whatever it is to be able to freeze it on my own. But I do have the app and it's registered with my identity. That way, if anything, like if I apply for a loan or anybody for that matter applies for a loan with my social security number, I will get an alert through that app.
Okay.
So
that's good to know and good knowledge for me, for someone who works directly with the members mm-hmm. who does have a security freeze. They're not always sure. They put the security freeze on months ago mm-hmm. and now they're not sure who to call to get
right.
it.
Right.
So that's really good to know yeah. that there is an app out there and we can yeah. direct them in that direction. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem.
So Jen, you know, years ago we did not have Better Checking with ID Protect, right? So, you know, for someone who deals with memberships today, you know, members today, how cool is it for you to, when someone comes in and they've, you know, their identity has been stolen or compromised, like how cool is it for you to just be going and say, let me check what you have for Better Checking, and then the relief that comes with something like that, knowing that they do have a resource available to them.
As a member service rep, that's our job, is to provide member services to our member, right? And we always want to provide good member service to our member. In fact, we want to preserve excellent member service. Knowing that I can tell them, you are signed up and protected for the Better Checking, I know that I'm providing excellent member service.
Right.
And with Triangle Credit and having that available to our members, Triangle Credit Union is providing excellent service.
Right. Right.
Exactly. And a lot of people forget that. I mean, they know they have the Better Checking. They know they're paying the minimal charge of $4.99, but they forget what that's for. It's huge. I actually, luckily, knock on wood, my identity hasn't been stolen, but the screen on my phone cracked, and I totally forgot that I had the Better Checking account and I could go get it fixed, because it comes with cell phone protection
right.
as well.
Yep.
So I thought that was huge.
That is a huge selling yeah. piece. Our phones are our life, right?
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
is on our phones.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You yeah. just were talking about all these apps you have on your phones that you
right.
rely on heavily for.
Right.
So your screen cracks or your phone gets stolen. What do you do now?
Right.
Your lifeline is gone.
Right.
Knowing that you have that protection is big. We have a lot of members that actually have taken advantage of that protection. And when you ask a member if they're paying for that protection currently with their cell phone provider, 9 times out of 10 they are, and the fee is exorbitant.
Oh, double.
Compared
at least.
To
yeah.
the Better Checking fee.
Right.
So when I can tell them, you can go ahead and cancel that, save yourself that money
mm-hmm.
because you already have that.
Right.
They're astounded that they could mm-hmm. do that.
Right. So, well, my husband just dropped his phone in the toilet.
Nice.
I know. Sorry to give you up like that, Bill. But so we just went through the insurance. And it was very easy. I mean, it's insurance, right? So you do have some, you have to provide some paperwork.
Right.
So, you know, and you guys can walk me through this too. I'll try to remember exactly. But in order to have the cell phone protection, your bill has to come out of your Better Checking account.
Correct.
Correct.
Yep.
Then we did, what we did is there had to be some paperwork filed that said that the phone was basically not replaceable or not repairable,
mm-hmm.
right? And then there was a $50 deductible. And the cell phone insurance covers the first three lines of, like, we have a family of four, mm-hmm. right? So Bill's, you know, Bill's line was the first one. So that we had to show that. So we had to show proof that his, you know, his phone number was among the first
right.
three of the lines that were protected. And I think that the way that the cell phone insurance works is like it's like a $300 replacement minus the $50 deductible every 2 years?
You got two per
claims.
Year.
Two per year. Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, and you know, when that happened, I did the exact same thing that you did, Will. I was like, oh, you know, yeah. we don't need this right now. Right. Right. And then I was like, wait a minute. Yeah,
exactly.
Hold the phone.
Yeah.
And so we just got Bill went out and bought a new phone.
Yeah.
We just got the check in the mail, and now we get to replenish our checking account with that money. So right. it's all good.
Yeah.
Yep.
All good.
All good. And that's we talk about, obviously ID Protect is the most crucial part of
right.
of what Better Checking offers, in my opinion. But
we
cell phone,
don't think about that. Let's admit it.
Right.
We
right.
think about our phones. Our phones are yeah. our lives, as Jen said. So
true. Right. Exactly. But fortunately, we don't have to think about it.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, that's yeah. really what we always talk about, peace of mind, and because you don't have to think about your identity being stolen because right. you have Better Checking. That's right. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So Jen, we definitely have more questions for you, but before we do that, let's go on a little break and because we have a word from our sponsor. So
if you're ready to buy your first house or make the move to a new one, Triangle Credit Union is ready to help. Our adjustable rate mortgages allow new home buyers to purchase their first home with as little as 3% down. And with terms up to 40 years, your low payment can put you into the home of your dreams. Check out trianglecu.org for our latest discount on closing costs, or call us toll free at 1-800-276-2470 to speak with one of our mortgage originators or for details concerning any credit costs or terms. NMLS number 528721, Equal Housing Opportunity. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. So Jen, how can identity theft affect an individual?
So if you've ever been a victim of identity theft, you'll know that your credit score has definitely been affected by that.
Right.
That means higher loan rates and potentially less buying power. So that $30,000 car that you're dreaming of mm-hmm. might turn into a $15,000 car that you just are using to get by because your credit really has been affected.
Right.
So I did a little bit of research and found out that here are some clues when someone has stolen your identity or your information. Number one, you see withdrawals from your bank account that you can't explain. Number two, you don't get your bills or other mail. Number three, merchants refuse your checks, which that's never good. Number four, debt collectors call you about debts that aren't yours. These are quite alarming when you think about it. Number five, you find unfamiliar accounts or charges on your credit report. And we talked a lot about credit report. Jen, you had alluded to the fact that when members come in and they're very concerned that someone has identified or has stolen their identity, what kind of things, what happened in their predicament that caused them to come in and talk to you?
So 9 times out of 10 is they get a collection call because most people aren't viewing their credit report regularly. They're not. In all honesty, it's something that would just kind of life goes by and hey, you know what? You have the money in the bank. You're making your purchases. No big deal. It's until when something happens, like what happened? Now I can't. That's when we really become something's wrong. So a lot of times it is they've received a collection call from a bank out west, maybe. We're on the East Coast. So they've received that collection call and I don't own that car and I've never heard of you. What do you mean right. that I owe you money?
Right.
You
mentioned alarming. That is alarming.
Right. Right.
And they're getting the collection call because the person who stole their identity isn't paying the loan.
So in theory then, I mean, you're thinking of, this just didn't happen. This might have been going on for 6 months or for 3 months or whatever, right? Because somebody's purchased a car in mm-hmm. your name and there's a window where, maybe payment's not due for the first month or so or whatever.
Right.
So now you're going into 3+ months of someone walking around with your identity.
That's usually how it happens. You don't catch it for months down the road.
Wow.
Scary.
Very scary.
Yeah. So what does being financially astute mean for you and your family, Jen?
So for me, it's the knowledge that I have with the Better Checking, checking my credit score, getting those alerts, knowing that I'm taking the steps to protect my identity so I don't become a victim. It's definitely given me that peace of mind.
Right.
Right. And, one thing that we haven't talked about is for your family as well. So with Better Checking, Jen, who does that cover?
Great question. Covers everyone in your household. So if you have a better checking, your wife can sign up. Your husband can sign up for those alerts. If you have children under the age of 25, you can sign them up within your ID Protect Me 24/7 to get alerts if anyone's using their social.
Now, do they get alerts since technically, let's say a 23-year-old, they're an adult, but they just happen to live at home. Do they get alerts, or is it the parents that are getting the alert and they have to kind of, hey, Jimmy, your identity has been stolen, you know?
Another great question. Jimmy can sign up himself as well. So
it's called adulting, Jimmy. Welcome to our world.
So with the alert, it's just an alert saying that your social is being used. As far as the credit report, your parents, if you're over the age of 18, rest assured, cannot get access to your credit report. You would have to sign up for your own profile on ID Protect Me. Just like I couldn't get access to my husband's credit report, mm-hmm. he would have to be the one to log in.
So everyone has their own login credentials.
Yes, they okay. do.
Makes sense.
That's a good question. And I also understood that if you had adult parents living in your household, they too would be eligible for better checking.
That is correct. They are also eligible. Yes. So get them signed up.
Right. And because we all know that, you know, our aging community they're often victims of identity.
Oh, they're the number one
right?
victims, I'm
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. Yeah, so people out there, members, you know, who are listening, please, if you have, you know, your parents living with you and they're older, you know, please consider this as an option for them, for everybody's sake, really.
Yeah. So Jen, with the credit card, with the identity theft protection that we offer, that service also allows you to register your credit cards. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, it sure does. So you can register all of your credit cards, and if your wallet is stolen, you can call one number to get them all closed and replaced. If your wallet's stolen, do you remember what credit cards you have in that wallet?
Nope.
Not at all. You sure don't, right? Which ones have you taken in? Which ones have you put in? You're not entirely sure. And now you're scrambling. You don't have the credit card. You don't have the phone numbers to call either.
Right.
So those panicked midnight, oh my gosh, where's my wallet? Just that one phone number to call and ID Protect Me 24/7 will do that for you. They'll get all those cards closed down and reissue you new ones in a timely fashion.
So Jen, to register your card, you just go to the website that you had referred to before. And how long does that process normally take?
I guess that depends on how many cards you have, Terry.
that sounds like it might be a day job for me.
I would say each card takes less than a minute
okay.
to register.
All right.
Yeah.
So Jen, what's the next step for someone who's interested in better checking and signing up?
So if they have the better checking, it's a matter of calling any one of our branches or stopping in to get your personal access code so you can register. You do need an access code to register for ID Protect Me on the website. If you don't have the better checking, again, calling any one of our branches or coming in and we can get you switched over so you can start using those benefits today.
Excellent. Good. And I do want to just give us a plug in terms of, you know, if you have better checking and you're not completely familiar with all of the benefits that it offers, we will be hosting some events, and those will be posted on our website at trianglecu.org. So if you want to check those out, and you can certainly, if you don't see any events listed and you're interested in attending one, then you can always reach out to one of our local branches, your most convenient branch really, and just ask the people that work on one of our staff, and they can direct the phone call to us, and we'll make sure that you get the materials that you need.
Cool. Well, Jen, thank you very much for being here today. I think our audience is going to get a lot of valuable information out of this episode. Before we head out, is there anything you want to add?
Just to follow up to Terry's previous response about getting more information on the better checking. If you have any further questions or, you know, where do I go from here, definitely stop by any one of our branches or give a call to us. One of our financial service reps would be happy to walk you through the process.
Sounds great.
Excellent.
Thanks again for having me, guys.
Thank you,
Jen. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us on this episode of the Making Money Personal podcast. I encourage you to like us on Facebook, the Triangle Credit Union page on there. If you can, please rate and review our podcast on iTunes. That would be a tremendous help. Also, if you can share it on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you have, we'll take it. We appreciate you hanging out with us today. Have a great day.